we're going to continue the show by continuing a new exclusive radio presentation. We do this every month. It's called The Buzz at Blue Hill in partnership with the folks at Trinzic Residential Group. Blue Hill District is the area between Food Lion and Whole Foods undergoing a lot of renewal and transformation, leading to a blend of pleasant walking experiences, commercial uses, upper story residents, bike paths, sidewalk cafes, and everything in between. Every month, we're hearing from residents and business people who live and work and play in Chapel Hill's most dynamic and developing neighborhood, and again, presented by Trinzic Residential Group. Today, we're with a great local partner of ours and friends of the station, Bill and Donna Dara, who own the Casual Pint on Elliott Road. Bill, Donna, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about the Casual Pint. How long have you been in business, and what's it like when people walk in?
So we opened in December of 2019. We made it through the pandemic. We love the space. We want to be a local neighborhood pub. A lot of people consider us like a Cheers, where you come in, everybody knows your name. We have a lot of locals who hang out. We kind of cater a little bit older crowd. We're not like catering to like the college student. We're, you know, catering to grad students. We have a lot of retirees who come in, you know, 24 to 84-year-old people. And we got a nice little mix. We do lots of craft beer. We're craft beer centric. We do some pub food. We think our pub food is great. We have a great giant pretzel and beer cheese. We have bratwursts.
Sidewinders are great.
Sidewinder fries, yeah. which are our specialty.
I may know different. The menu a little bit.
We have 15 flat screen TVs. We kind of do a little sports bar deal. We have two outside patios. We put a big flat screen out there. We love to have the community. We love Chapel Hill City Schools. We love having the teachers here. We love having professors from UNC come down. A lot of people work in the medical industry here. Lots of nurses, lots of guys who are residents in the hospital, things like that.
So you're right in the middle of the Blue Hill District. What drew you to that location?
So we looked at different areas of the triangle, and Chapel Hill is our home. I've worked in Chapel Hill for 20 years in the school district, and we just love being here. We've been season ticket holders at UNC for football for as long as we've lived here, since 1996. And you know, just Chapel Hill is the place to be. So when we were looking for places in Chapel Hill, we looked maybe at two other locations other than things in the Blue Hill District, and it just fit because we knew about the growth that was going to happen with the residents coming in, and just that eventually this would be a big area to be. Unfortunately, we didn't know that the pandemic was looming. We actually signed our lease 3 years before before we even opened our doors.
Oh,
three
wow.
months before the pandemic.
Right.
So it was a long road, and then had to put a halt to it. But still, that was really why we wanted to be in the Blue Hill District.
Well, the store is fantastic. And Bill, you said it, like when people walk in, whether they've been there 100 times or it's their first time, you really make them feel like regulars. And I can vouch for that myself. What's a typical day like at Casual Pint?
Typical day is we open at noon, get a nice little lunch crowd. Normally we're getting deliveries early. We have a good selection of to-go bottles and cans. So normally we're stocking those coolers with deliveries that come in. When you have 35 taps, you got to have a bunch in the back when those kick. So we're always getting new beer in, fresh beer in. People come in, you know, depending on what's going on for the day. Sometimes people just come in and they just want to, you know, see their friends or see the guy that they met at the bar, you know, or the lady they met at the bar. Or Thursday night we have a group. They're all probably late 60s to early 70s, and there's at least 4 or 5 or 6 of them come in, and they all get beer, and they all either play cards or they just talk about the day. They get a pretzel. And, you know, if we see them another day, like sometimes they'll come Friday or Saturday, it's like, hey, the Thursday group is here.
Nice.
But, you know, it's typical like that. If there's a game, people will start filing in, you know, right before the game, and we'll have the game on. We'll turn the sound up. That's kind of a typical day. The patio will be full, and we'll have a bunch of people outside. People bring their pets. Pets can't come inside, but they definitely can stay outside. We'll bring you a dog bowl with a mortar in it. You know, just a good place to hang out.
And I love the, and you know, talking about like getting through the pandemic. And one of the things you did was started to sell those Nightingale ice cream sandwiches. So now the clientele is all of those folks and people coming in, getting the ice cream sandwiches. And it's a really cool blend.
We have a couple people who come in and John, there's a man named John who comes in and he's in his 70s. And I first sold him on the ice cream sandwiches. And that was the first time he came in. And then he started coming in and drink beer.
Yep.
And every time he leaves, he's like, "You're going to try to sell me on those ice cream sandwiches, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yes, John, I am."
Of course.
So. Yeah. He normally brings them home to his wife or his grandkids.
But this is how that goes, because that customer, his daughter, is someone I knew because I worked with her in the school system.
Yep, yep.
So it's just how when you get to talk to people and you start to realize the connections, and that's really what we love about our business, is how you just connect with people and the people just continue to grow. And then she came back. He brought her in this week, and then she came back again that later that night. So it just is just one of those things where you just, the community, the building of the community is what we have. Absolutely love.
What are your neighbors like?
We have really good relationships with our neighbors. Austereo, Chef Dan, when he was on Chopped and he won Chopped, they came to us and said, "Hey, we want to have a party and we want to use your big TV on wheels." And we said, "Sure." And then they decided, "Hey, let's just have it at your place." So we had the watch party for his Chopped episode, and that kind of connected us with all of them over there. We love them. Next to us is Spenga. The two ladies who own that are sisters, Suzette and Hutter, and we're real close with them. They come over for and have like events after they have a big event. They do a workout, and then they bring all the ladies over, and you know, they have some drinks. Burn Boot Camp is a good connection with us. The bar studio also, they've had a couple events with us, and across the street, Extraordinary Ventures also.
Yep.
We've had some events. We've sold ice cream sandwiches at one of their events. The Trek Bicycle also, they do a colored ride on last Friday of the month, and bicycles get all decorated in lights, and they ride through town, and they come and they finish with us and have drinks and pretzels and stuff like that.
Speaking with Bill and Donna from the Casual Pint on Elliott Road, right in the heart of the Blue Hill District. This is the Buzz at Blue Hill, presented in partnership with Twinsic Residential Group. So speaking of the Blue Hill District, what makes that district special and different?
Well, I think what drew us to there was just the residential that was growing up all around, as well as the fact that there was established businesses there and the hope that it will be walkable. I know right now, as it's developing, we're adding things that are making it walkable, but it still has a lot of room to grow in that department. Recently, there was a walking tour done, and they ended at our place, and they showed, you know, how they had spots that were developing into walking spots, but then they end.
I was on that tour. It was cool. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that all of that will connect, and it'll make it so that all these people living in all the different apartments that are being built, not just on our road, but past, will be able to get there more easily, or ride bikes, and then as well as other neighbors that live in the established neighborhoods of houses and things like that.
We were able to get to Eastgate and back on foot. So
oh,
it is doable. It could be better, but it's doable. So
All the construction adds, you know, the hardships of that.
So what's coming to Blue Hill that you're excited about?
Right now, the breakfast spot over in Eastgate, that is something that I'm interested in learning about. We're always looking on our days that we do not open the Casual Pint. We try to go out to breakfast, and so I'm looking for a new spot there.
What is the website for the Casual Pint?
It's chapelhill.thecasualpint.com.
chapelhill.thecasualpint.com. Go there and find out more. We're talking with Bill and Donna Dara from the Casual Pint on Elliott Road in the middle of the Blue Hill District. Got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, again, talking about Blue Hill, if you had to start the business all over again, would you do it in the same place?
Yeah, I think so. We've thought about this a little bit. The space we have is a beautiful space. It's on the bottom of the Berkshire Building. It's two stories, just glass. And we love the space. We loved the area. We know Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's our area. And when Bailey's closed years ago, there was a void down here, and we figured that would be where we wanted to go. And we kind of fought for this space, and people tried to steer us away from it. And they're like, "This is a better space. There's a better space. It's easier. And like, no, this is where we want to be. The growth potential is what's here. Once they kick through Elliott Road, which is going to get there, all the people on the other side can just walk straight down the road.
Yeah.
And we have another 400-something people, hopefully, that can just walk to us. And that's you know, you don't get that everywhere. And places are struggling to get people in the door, and we're going to have people not far from us that don't have to drive. So that's a big deal for me.
In our particular spot, what really made us go was the glass, the beautiful windows that are tall and let the sun come in. And that I think that just makes our space very unique. And we got to build up to get that mezzanine in there.
ChapelHill.thecasualpint.com. Go there and find out more. This has been this month's installment of The Buzz at Blue Hill. Bill, Donna, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.